John S. Doyle is here with it says in the papers.
Asylum seeker protests don't exactly enhance Ireland's reputation as the land of 100,000 welcomes, says the Irish Daily Mirror in an editorial. There's a reference to the same reputation on the Irish Sun's front page, which has a photograph of tractors used by protesters in Inch, County Clare, yesterday to stop refugees getting to a new home. Blockade, Míle Fáilte, says the headline. It's a subject that dominates the front pages. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the blockade by protesters at the accommodation site forced some refugees to leave the area. And it says the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, is pleading with the Cabinet for more help in dealing with the crisis. As blockades remain in place in Clare for a third day, the Irish Examiner says, Green Party and Fianna Fáil members clashed at Cabinet. The parties are at loggerheads over how to deal with the mounting crisis in providing refugee accommodation. The Irish Times reports that the Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, is said to have told the Cabinet meeting yesterday that he and the Garda Síochána are very concerned that the situation could escalate, and that there have been 125 anti-immigration protests in Dublin in the 4.5 months of this year. In an editorial comment, the Times considers the argument that resources directed at refugees are directed away from health, education or other worthy causes. It does not need to be one or the other, says the writer. This is a rich country whose tax coffers are overflowing. The state must not shirk its responsibility. The means to buy a home is the main topic for the Irish Independent. The paper reports that credit unions are now offering some of the cheapest mortgages available in Ireland, prompting hopes that they could challenge the dominance of the banks. An analysis carried out by The Independent shows that almost half of the state's 205 active credit unions are offering mortgages to first-time buyers and switchers. Loan rates as low as 2.95% are available from some credit unions, the paper says. The Irish Daily Star leads with the trial of a Dublin woman, Debbie Padgett, at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. A home carer and psychic medium, she has been convicted of dishonestly inducing a man to give her €10,000 by telling him his deceased father told her he should give her the money. Mystic Mug is the headline. In other stories, The Independent reports that security will be tight at the boxer Katie Taylor's world title fight against Chantelle Cameron in Dublin this weekend. Organisers say there is a very real threat, particularly with the politics that go around boxing, according to the paper. There is housing news of a kind in the Times. After 37 years at the helm of the Park Hotel Kenmare and its sister hotel, the Lansdowne Kenmare, the paper says, John and Francis Brennan have decided to hand the reins of both over to new owners. The price they are looking for is €20.5 million.